You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Your official station to talk Yankees. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. Download it today.
Good morning, campers.
Alan, Jerry. Don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
And I must say, we look quite sportsy today. I got my Rutgers hoodie. Eddie's wearing his Dolphins sweatshirt or shirt or T-shirt, and Al's wearing his St. John's basketball hoodie. Look at us.
Yeah.
What's up, man?
Oh, hi, Jerry. Yeah, a lot of people, whenever I wear this St. John's basketball hoodie, people ask me if I went there.
No, you went to Indiana State, who are now in the Final Four of the NIT.
That's right, Jerry. They're playing.
You know, I give them a lot of credit from this standpoint. A lot of teams that get snubbed by the NCAA tournament, not getting in, even though they go to the NIT, sometimes the kids aren't into it. Like, I really felt like last year when Rutgers got snubbed and went to the NIT, they weren't into it. Indiana State's gone the other way.
Oh,
they're
saying, Jerry,
screw you, and it looks like they're going to try and go win this thing like Seton Hall is.
We got pride.
Yeah, so pretty
good.
So
Seton Hall, what do you mean? Seton Hall is in?
Seton Hall is still in it as well.
So could Indiana State play Seton Hall?
Great question.
That'd be
the bracket,
Jerry.
Which I
just Google it.
That is a great question.
I'm actually on that already, Eddie. I actually hit Google before you hit the button to just Google it.
Yeah, you Google it.
But I will check it for you. But your guy, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, is still killing it.
Nice.
So that's pretty good.
They sent me a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar T-shirt.
Yeah,
when we were talking about them, but they sent me a medium, which is I should be a medium. Like that should be my size.
Agreed.
I'm 153 pounds, Jerry.
Wow.
And I should be a medium, but for some reason I'm a large.
Okay.
I don't know what planet we're on.
Well, the whole clothes thing is ridiculous.
Yeah. So unfortunately, I can't wear it, or I'll look like a. Maybe I'll wear it one day this week just to show you what a medium looks like
on you.
On me.
Okay. And maybe I'll do that, too, and you can see what a human sausage looks like.
Let's all wear mediums one day.
No, thank you. So not only could they meet, they would meet in the championship.
Oh, that would be cool.
So Seton Hall plays, is it tonight? They play tonight. They play UNLV to get to the NIT Final Four. And but they're on the other side of the bracket.
Are these games being played at the home arenas?
They are, but the Final Four is in Indianapolis. So Indiana State goes to Hinkle Fieldhouse, as they say.
Yeah. Let's do it all for Indiana, Jerry, and all the great people from there.
All for Indiana.
Larry Bird, John Cougar Mellencamp, David Letterman.
Anybody else?
Other people.
And other people.
Kurt Vonnegut. Kurt Vonnegut? Don't know who that is. You know who Kurt Vonnegut is? Me neither. I heard the name. Couldn't tell you who he is, though.
New idea.
Is he an actor or a...
The movie Slaughterhouse 5. Do you know that movie?
I don't know that one either.
Nor do I know 1, 2, 3, or 4.
Yeah, I haven't seen the first four either.
Well, there weren't any. But
okay, it was a title.
He's an author.
An author.
One of the great American authors.
Unfortunately, I don't read.
That we know.
So unfortunately,
you read you're a headline reader.
I'm a headline. No, nowadays, Jerry, I can't get by with just reading headlines.
Paragraphs?
I've been fooled too many times. No. I start on paragraph 3 now.
No, look at you.
Because the first two paragraphs are stupid.
Right, fair enough.
And they don't get to the story. And
Understood.
We now have to start at paragraph 3. I don't know if journalism school is failing us, because it used to be put all your information in paragraph 1. If the reader wants more information, they continue. But nowadays, there's too much dumb background in the first two, a lot of puns. And by paragraph 3, we get to the headline.
I agree. I totally agree.
I did see some people, Jerry, were upset with a couple of people. Were upset with the NFL playing a doubleheader on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
I guess because it falls on a Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Like, again, it's very hypocritical.
How so?
We got all these rules for injuries.
Yeah.
All we've heard for years and years are how players hate the Sunday-Thursday turnaround. And so now we're going to do a Saturday-Wednesday turnaround after a probably Sunday-Saturday turnaround.
So a team that's going to play on Christmas Day
will play on Saturday.
the Saturday prior?
The prior Saturday. They're not going to go Sunday, Wednesday. It'll be Saturday, Wednesday.
Okay, but then they got to play again.
Then
they're off that week.
Then they
after?
Get the mini bye.
Mini bye.
Because you get the weekend off, and then you don't play again until the following
weekend.
All right,
well, weekend. That's not
terrible. That's always the reward for the quick turnaround. But as you've seen in Hard Knocks and you've seen in all these documentaries with quarterback, we've learned watching it how hard it is for these guys to play, how their bodies still aren't back to where they need to be, just going Sunday to Thursday.
Right.
Now you're going Saturday, Wednesday. As a fan, I don't mind it because I'm going to watch it. As someone who's involved in it for years and years with Compass Media Networks, I hate it because I know the Cowboys are going to be on.
Right.
I know they're going to be one of the four teams playing.
They're going to put a popular team on.
Yeah, of course they are. And it's bad enough. I haven't had a Thanksgiving for... What year is this? 2024?
This is 2024 now.
So 13 years I haven't had a Thanksgiving, which is fine. I mean, it's what I chose to do, but now I actually saw that Christmas fell on a Wednesday. I said, thank God. I don't get it because they played on Christmas Eve this year again at 4:30. Like, it ruins that too. I'm like, all right, good. Tuesday, Wednesday, we're finally free for a couple of years. No, we're not.
So you actually think they might give the Cowboys a Thanksgiving Day game, as they always do, and a Christmas game?
I wouldn't be shocked.
Would you be? Because it is a doubleheader. No, they do need four teams,
Gary. You
need
four teams? I'm not saying they're going to pick the Cowboys, but what I am saying is you're going to get some popular teams in there, and who draws better ratings than them?
That's true, Jerry. You got... The Patriots no more. No one's interested in, so it can't be
them. The Chiefs are clearly still a dominant team that draws crazy ratings. But then it's the Cowboys.
Do you think they trust the Jets and Aaron Rodgers to be relevant and still playing by Christmas Day to slap them on one of the games?
Like they did on Black Friday when the Jets got slammed by the Dolphins?
Yes.
I don't know, man.
They may take another chance and put them on Christmas. Nice Christmassy green that the Jets wear
now.
Sure.
Chiefs Jets.
Oh, Jerry, that's perfect.
That would be awesome. I don't know if they played them. That would be awesome. The green and red.
Yeah. Or, we need some team with red to play the Jets on Christmas Day.
All I know is the only thing you can do when you're scheduling these things out is go with the information you have at the moment.
Right.
Right now, the Jets should be a really good football team.
It was funny. I guess previously, Roger Goodell was questioned about, well, I guess you guys are going to be putting games on every day of the week. There'll be a Tuesday game, a Wednesday game. He goes, no, there'll never be a Wednesday game. And then yesterday
there's a Wednesday game.
Well, there's a Wednesday game, but only if it falls on Christmas.
All right, here you go. Here's who the Jets could play.
You're looking at red? Oh, okay.
I've got their opponents
Perfect.
For 2024. The Niners.
Oh, that's a Christmassy color.
Jets 49ers on Christmas Day.
And people love the 49ers. They're very much a national team that could be interest for Christmas.
That would do very well on the ratings as well. I'm trying to think. Any other team here? The Bills could wear their terrible red jerseys.
Yep, they could do that.
And the Patriots could wear their throwbacks.
Yeah, no one wants to see the Patriots.
It's true.
That's
right,
kind
though.
Of it. No oh, one. Houston, the nope. Texans.
They have those red uniforms.
Yeah, that would be a good one. I think that would be about it because they play the Cardinals too, but no one wants to see them.
You think they've thought about that over in the scheduling center? Like, ooh, I mean, what if we got a green and red team?
In fairness, we thought about it in 90 seconds.
Yes.
You're going to tell me someone over there in the think tank of the NFL didn't think of that already? How could you not?
That's great.
Yeah. Doesn't mean they're going to do it, but that'd be cool.
I think we're doing it.
And so the Eagles could be the other green team.
But the problem is we're sending the Eagles to Brazil.
So
we're
probably not.
We're not going to make them also play on Christmas
Day. I like the way you're thinking. And the Cowboys already have Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
let's knock them out
not
of
gonna,
it.
And the Packers could be the other.
They could be.
Right?
They're
Green
a green
Bay.
Team.
And that's it for greens,
And
right?
they're good. Yeah.
No, Seahawks, but that's that awful.
Terrible green.
Yeah. Not a Christmas green.
Yeah, I think we got it. I bet you Jets, Houston, or Jets, because they're going to expect...
Jets Niners is a good
Jets
one.
Niners, yes.
They're going to expect C.J. Stroud to be very good again this year. Right now, their new office is going, what are the chances Aaron Rodgers is not playing by Christmas again this year?
I know. There's always the chance. There's always the chance. So I would tell you, too, it depends on when those games are as well. I don't think they would be 1:00 and 4:30, because a 1 o'clock game on Christmas Day would be brutal. But if you did, let's say, 4:00 and 7:30, to me, because at least by 7:30, you kind of the day's wrapped up. I think that would get a huge number. That afternoon game is a little rough, though.
Yeah.
On Christmas Day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But it's nice to have, like, when you're gathering with family.
Yes. Little background.
Background. Because a lot of times, like, in my family, no one really watches the NBA in my family. But it's on in the background just because it's something.
It's something live.
And you hope it distracts the uncles from talking about politics.
What do you, all kidding aside, well, that's true. What do you think the vibe was in the NBA offices yesterday when this came out?
Not good.
Because they had owned Christmas Day for 30 years, whatever it is, 20 years. And the NFL came and blew that out of the water this past year. And now they announced this. They've got to be like, what the hell?
Yeah. Now, the game in Brazil that they're sending the Eagles to, I guess it's down to either the Packers or the Browns will face them.
All right.
So let's give them the Browns so that we could have the Packers as the other green Christmas Day.
That's actually funny.
Yeah.
I'm actually checking the Christmas Day NBA ratings versus the NFL ratings.
Yeah, it was not good. I recall
it was terrible,
yeah,
right?
I recall the NFL demolishing them.
Here you go. Here's the first paragraph. I don't even know what this means. The NFL mollywopped the NBA. That's a new word.
Google mollywopped.
What does mollywop mean?
All right, Jerry, mollywop.
That's pretty funny.
Beat them up pretty good.
It says to swing one's arms. Oh, this is an Urban Dictionary. Let me get the real. To hit someone hard, you mollywop them.
Okay.
I never heard that before.
And what's the etymology of that?
Well, I already X'd out of it, unfortunately.
It says now the NBA had four games, I think it was, on Christmas Day, or five. They had a total 17 million people that watched the NBA that day, all five games.
Total?
Yes. Giants-Eagles had 29 million. that is unbelievable. Well, it's very believable, actually, but you get what I'm saying.
I remember I got a 13-inch color television for my bedroom when I was younger, and I did watch the NBA that day because it was the one thing that was on Christmas.
Okay.
That cool.
Yeah.
I was like, look at me watching NBA in my room.
Look at you.
Hook up my Commodore 64
to that
thing.
It was also the last time you watched an NBA game.
In its entirety, probably.
Yeah.
I will tell you that I watched in their entirety a Knicks Rockets and Knicks Pacers.
Okay.
100% watched that.
Okay. Well, that's
straight
when it was
up.
Really good.
Yeah, I was into it then.
By the way, this article in USA Today says the NBA has a long tradition of playing Christmas Day games dating back to 1947.
Fake news.
Wow.
We can't prove that.
That is crazy. I didn't know that.
So you're telling me in 1940, I thought the NBA wasn't even on live until the 1980s.
Well, it doesn't mean they didn't play live. Someone saw go out there and play the game.
You're saying they played on Christmas. We just didn't see it.
You're so funny. Yeah, and not only that, I told you 29 million for the Eagles and Giants, 28 million for the 49ers and Ravens.
Mm.
Man. Pretty good.
Yeah. That's what the NFL should do. They just be like, what are some other nice days for other sports? Let's go take them away.
Baseball opening day.
Right.
We should play a game Thursday afternoon football.
They're gonna move the NFL draft up to that.
Yeah, right.
That would be something if the NFL draft was this Thursday and Friday and Saturday. It would kill opening day.
Oh, free agency, March Madness.
Wow.
How you like me now?
Yeah. They're just up there in the office with a sports calendar out going, what are these other sports? What are their best days? Let's steal them.
Oh, my God. They could, too.
Man, they are
mean. Really good. And
they
I also forgot, you also had Raiders Chiefs on Christmas Day that did 30 million. So the NFL did 90 million viewers on Christmas Day. The NBA did 17.
Wow.
That's a big difference.
Yeah.
I mean, that's more than 4-1.
Who's your daddy?
The NFL.
The NFL is.
Yeah, they are. The NFL is a behemoth.
Yeah.
Really. And I like the game less and less every year because of all the stupidity and the rules and the changes.
I agree.
And yet we still watch it like it's the only thing on TV.
We're still there, Jerry.
It is amazing.
Were you able to see what the new kickoffs are going to look like in the NFL?
Yeah,
I saw a lot of people had...
I don't mind it.
Me neither.
I don't mind. What I don't like the onside kick crap, though.
Yeah.
And I don't know how you would even change that. I don't know if you can do it any different than declaring you're going to do an onside kick. It's just, it's not possible any other way. But I do like the idea that you will have returns. I don't think you're going to have a lot of electric returns, but you will have returns again. So it's okay. It's fine. But the game looks different, though. The game that we grew up watching, it's not even close to the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, and I saw a couple of teams. The Steelers, they went and got Cordarrelle Patterson,
mm-hmm.
who's a very good kick returner. They grabbed him as soon as that rule went into effect.
Smart.
Yeah.
Anybody signed Devin Hester yet? Where's Deion?
Deion's coming back. Just the one thing that did look, you know, the way that the kickoff's going to be now, and how the all the players are kind of much further down the field, so that you're not getting the running start to pop somebody.
Yeah,
it does seem like, though, if you get past that initial little line,
you're gone.
You're gone.
Yes,
because there's nobody lagging behind.
The kicker.
Yes.
They better start practicing with that guy as the last line of defense.
Yeah, I kind of feel like we're going to see more returns.
Maybe. I only say that because I was listening to someone talk about this and the percentages of the returns in the XFL when they did this, and there were far fewer returns than they anticipated.
But I wonder if you had a guy like all of a sudden becomes a specialist, like a Devin Hester.
I would think you would. I think this now all of a sudden you've got this position that's got value. As opposed to, think about what the kickoff has been. Like, this changes the game, the way we watch the game. Before, and that's what I said to them, I couldn't believe when I read it, that there was not one return in the Super Bowl. When we grew up, returns were such a huge part of the game in terms of field position, touchdowns, potential scoring plays, and we just eliminated it. And now we're going back to it in a different version, which I don't mind. I still would, to be honest, I would still prefer to start the game on the 30-yard line.
Yeah.
And then leave the onside kick. Although, then you still got to declare the onside kick, though, because, I don't know.
Yeah, it's screwy. They've screwed it up.
Yeah, it's definitely different, that's for sure.
But I'm kind of interested in seeing how it goes.
Yeah.
Dan Campbell was another one who came out. He seems very interested. He said the unknowns of the kickoff rule have people spooked, and that excites me.
That's cool.
So he's trying to make it a positive, Jerry. Now he's going to become. I wonder if there will be certain teams that decide they're going to be excellent returners.
I think every team should try and do that.
Yeah.
I mean, because now all of a sudden it's a way to get, not a cheap, but a quick score where you don't have to drive the ball down the field methodically. To me, why not? If you've got someone that you're looking at in college, like the draft is coming up, and they look like someone that's a dynamic returner, draft the guy.
Could be a game changer.
Whereas in the past, you wouldn't draft the guy. It wasn't a position that did anything.
Who were the great returners? Deion, you mentioned. Devin Hester.
Yeah.
Wasn't there somebody, Hall?
Dante Hall.
From
the Chiefs.
Yeah, he
and
was
going
good.
Back, Gale Sayers.
Gale Sayers? He was playing in mud.
In Chicago. You see, they want to put they were thinking about a dome stadium in Cleveland?
And Chicago.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah, I put it on my show sheet for that reason.
Oh, is that what I saw that. I didn't know what the hell you were talking about.
Yeah, so they want a new stadium in Chicago off the lake.
Right, which I think they got approval for.
Which they said a fixed roof, which I guess means not retractable. Right?
Not retractable.
Yeah. And then Cleveland wants to, these are two cities where we need to see bad weather. It used to be the teams would look at it like, this is our advantage. We're the Cleveland Browns. We play in this dump in the freezing cold weather. Same with Chicago.
That having been said, the two have combined for how many Super Bowls since 1985?
Zero.
How about playoff appearances?
Not many.
So I guess you could take that advantage and stick it up your butt. And the fans out there are saying, yeah, easy for you to say. You go sit out there for 4 hours.
Right.
But it looks different.
It ruins the charm.
I know.
When you're charging all this money for tickets and all this stuff, you can't have people losing their fingers and toes like they did in Kansas City.
Well, and that's the whole thing with tomorrow. Like, the Mets haven't changed their schedule for tomorrow. I'm not saying they won't move opening day to Friday, but it sucks. Like, to not have, and I don't want to, even for the baseball, I don't want a fixed roof. I don't want that. I want a retractable roof, and I want the damn thing open when it's nice out.
Yeah.
But it stinks, man. You can't plan anything. Like, you know how many people took tomorrow off to go to opening day?
Yeah.
And then I would say at some point late this afternoon, we'll get word if they're going to play or not. And then what? I'm coming in now, and I'll be off Friday. Like,
no, we've already got coverage for you tomorrow.
It stinks.
That does stink.
Oh, well, what are you going to do?
I guess complain about it. That's what I like to
do. Well, we do complain about it.
That's
well, maybe
what
we can call your guy. Maybe he can help us.
Michael the Bull?
That's right.
Sue somebody about this?
Let's sue somebody.
All right. I agree with that, Jerry.
I'm Trey Wingo. And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.